The Princeton Public School District has a new policy on transgender and gender nonconforming students. The directive approved this week puts into writing what the school is doing already. But as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, backers say policies such as Princeton's are a resource for students, parents, and staff alike.
On the first page of the policy is a list of terms around gender identity, a kind of glossary for students and staff new to the topic. The policy protects students from having their transgender status disclosed, affirms their right to use the bathroom or locker room of their choice, and says they can't be discriminated against based on their gender identity. Board of Education President Andrea Spalla says it's meant less as a one-size-fits-all approach and more of a roadmap.
This is a policy about situations where nothing is really constant from case to case. And so it's a policy that tries to support the staff, respect basic principles for the students, but give everybody a lot of flexibility.
Princeton joins a growing list of districts in New Jersey and across the country looking to put more explicit policies for transgender students on the books. Aaron Potenza works for Garden State Equality, which helped write the Princeton policy. He's seen a recent spike in the number of teachers and school administrators reaching out to his group for advice on accommodating transgender students.
In the past 6 months or so, maybe a year, the hot button topic, the thing that people are interested to hear about is they have transgender students and they have questions about what to do in those situations.
The policy will affect 3,500 Princeton students at 4 elementary schools, 1 middle school, and 1 high school. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.